Good morning and welcome to the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 10 degrees above zero, the time is 8:06. There is no time to waste. We have ourselves a very big show in the next 2 hours, but to start things off, we are very happy to welcome back to the program United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. First of all, Senator, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, it's great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I guess the reason we're talking to you today is because you continue to be busy in Washington in terms of putting up legislation to help the citizens of Wisconsin. And just yesterday, you were part of the introduction of an act titled the Shrinkflation Prevention Act. And often in Washington, when there is a new piece of legislation that is put out, the title can be a little bit off target. But in looking at some of the details of this, that title hits the bullseye, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, we have been frustrated about seeing, prices maintain a real high when we go to the grocery store, even though we hear all the reports that inflation is down. We're not seeing the savings when we go to the grocery store. But add on top of that, a new tactic that many of the companies are using, well, maybe it's not so new, but but shrinkflation stands for the idea that you're charging the same price, but you're getting less product. And you see it happening across the board, from paper products, like toilet paper and paper towels, to things like crackers and cookies, beverages. We're just seeing it left and right. And it's hard for consumers to see, you know, they're paying the same price they did last time, but they're getting 2 ounces less, or, you know, just less product for the same price. And corporations are reaping the benefits. They're making incredible profits without really exposing their tactics. And this is wrong. Consumers need a watchdog on their side.
There's the old Winston Churchill quote that never let a good crisis go to waste. And frankly, this is the continuing saga of the pandemic, and then, of course, the inflation that came post-pandemic. And this is not the first piece of legislation you've put out that deals with this. This has been a bit of a pattern, hasn't it, in terms of corporations trying to, for lack of a better term, take advantage of some very difficult conditions in the last 4 or 5 years.
Right. I mean, we understood when we had when we were in the grips of the pandemic, and there was a large demand and constrained supplies, that prices would go up. But inflation has since eased, and we are seeing continued high prices for the products that we need. I'll give you a quick example. Moms and dads out there know the price of diapers. The price of diapers is significantly unconnected to its inputs these days. And so the inputs of paper products like diapers are wood pulp, all right? That price, the input price, has gone down 25%, but we've seen no similar reduction of the price of diapers. I would give you countless, really, examples of where there's no longer the same issues that we had during the pandemic. We hear all the reports that inflation is going down, down, down. And yet we'll still see the same high prices at the grocery store, the supermarket, that we did at the height of the pandemic. So diapers, dish detergent, popcorn, all these products. And so that's greedflation in my mind. And you hear the quarterly reports of earnings, and you see the executive speaking with glee about, we don't have to lower the price, even though our inputs are lower, people will still buy our products. People need to know what's going on.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment,
yeah.
Because you talk about the folks that get out in front of those earnings reports and are very happy about it. They'll say it's supply and demand, that people are willing to pay for it. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, we certainly saw the supply and demand issues play out during the pandemic. There really was a constrained supply and very high demand, and that's when you saw prices go up. But when that situation eased, it's no longer about supply and demand, it's about greed. You know, if you then just meet and say, well, people are still buying the product, there's no reason for us to go back to our lower prices from before the constraints on the supply chain, before the constraints on supply, we just want to get as big a profit as we possibly can. Well, you know, consumers deserve to know.
And that's actually a very good point as well, because when I go shopping, I do look at the price per ounce. And that, I think a lot of folks who go and shop, you want to get the best price per ounce. Have you heard why they have thought that this is a good idea other than pure greed, why they're shrinking, again, the amount that they say for a family size or a large size of, as you say, a bag of chips or a box of cereal? What is the, I guess, the defense in all this? Because I have a hard time finding it.
Yeah, I don't think there really is one, except for the fact that they don't think we'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a watchdog out there on behalf of consumers. You know, Wheaties went from a family box of 16 ounces to 14 ounces. With some of the dish detergents, they actually haven't shrunk the size of the bottle. They just put less liquid in it. The paper products we talked about, smaller sheets, fewer sheets, but they don't think we'll notice. And the price, of course, doesn't change. It's still the same, even though you're purchasing less products. I think it's all about the fact that we're usually sensitive to prices. We'll notice a price change, but we may not notice that you're just getting less for what it is that you're picking up at the grocery store.
And finally, when you look at currently the list of sponsors, co-sponsors, Democrats and independents right now, when you talk to folks across the aisle, why wouldn't they be behind this? Because, again, it's as simple as basically being fair to the consumer. What is the, I mean, obviously, because you're in a very tight Senate in terms of the House of Representatives the same way, in terms of getting legislation through. What is missing maybe from this piece of legislation that would bring maybe a little more bipartisanship? Or what is the reason why Republicans haven't tied onto this piece of legislation as well?
Yeah. So two things. First, we just introduced the legislation.
Mm.
You know, the next step, of course, is to share information with our colleagues and see if others will join in. So that's number one. Number two, you know, there's big corporations have a lot of power and influence and clout on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my colleagues are afraid to stand up, afraid to side with the consumers. I'm with the people who go into the grocery store and see that sticker shock. And, you know, again, we need a watchdog out there on behalf of consumers.
Senator Tammy Baldwin again yesterday introducing the Shrinkflation Prevention Act. Again, really appreciate you coming on, explaining it. And again, I know it's a very busy time. It's an election year, but still putting out a good piece of the legislation. Very, very good to see. Hopefully, when you get to central Wisconsin here to the Wausau area, you can stop on by. We'd love to have you and talk to you again. But thank you again for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
That is Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from the state of Wisconsin. And again, great way to start off our Thursday morning program here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And Ian, I will ask you on our screen. Oh, there you go. To allow the senator to, because I know she's very busy, and we were very fortunate to be able to have her for a few minutes here this morning. And again, it's a great show on tap here today. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot about the weather as we head to the weekend. We survived one cold day yesterday, and now all of a sudden it's a beautiful start here. It's still chilly at 10 degrees above zero, but things are going to start to warm up and warm up rather quickly as we get to the weekend. We'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up. And then at 8:34, at the bottom of the hour, after our news, weather, and sports update, we're going to start a brand new feature here on Thursday mornings. North Star Knows, and we're going to be joined by North Star Restoration every Thursday in the second half of the first hour of the program. North Star Knows, and they know everything that you need to know when it concerns restoration or construction or water, fire, mold, remodeling, home building, everything. And we're going to take each week a different focus on a different aspect of restoration that North Star knows. And today we're going to start off with an overview of North Star Restoration and give you a little sense on what to expect each and every week here on North Star Knows in the second half hour of the program in the 8 o'clock hour on Thursday morning. So we're looking forward to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then coming up in hour number two, we have a special roundtable discussion that I had with four terrific young ladies, the four captains of the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team. And coming up later today, we will be in Madison. In fact, I'll be heading down to Madison a little bit later on this morning. And then later this afternoon, we will have live coverage of the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the Cap City Cougars in a state semifinal at Bob Suter's Capitol Ice Arena, 4:35 p.m. airtime right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But coming up at 9:34 this morning, we'll have a discussion with the four captains. I'll be talking to Julia DeBile, Tristan Wickland, Ava Rohde, and Maddie DePoit, the four captains for the Central Wisconsin Storm, about their season, about the role of captain, about the trip to state, the big overtime win in the sectional final, and a bit more as well. So that's coming up at 9:34 this morning. So a lot on the table this morning, and we're glad you're with us. A great start with Senator Baldwin. Brittany Merlot coming up next, and then North Star Knows after that at 8:34. 10 degrees above zero, sunny skies here in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:20, 10 degrees above zero. Plenty of sunshine here in central Wisconsin at our studios, downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. Before we move any further, because we had Senator Baldwin on, got her on very quickly, did not have time to say a good morning to our in-studio producer and engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Again, I hope you're okay with the fact that we kind of push back our introductions because having Senator Baldwin on. Are you okay with that, or are you going to be upset because we bumped you for the senator? You know, it's like...
It's perfectly fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Baldwin is more important than me.
Well, I just want to make sure because you do control the buttons over there, and you can make things difficult for me if you're not happy. I want to make sure you're...
No trouble at all.
Okay, very, very good. And now we are joined by another person I got to make sure stays nice and happy here because she provides such great information both in terms of the news and the weather. Very own Brittany Merlot. Brittany, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. I control the weather too.
There
right?
you go. There you happy. Go. But I tell you, I hope we all survive the big cold snap, because it's done, right? It's done. One day.
It's done.
I know, it's like anybody that can complain about one day of cold after what we've had all year is getting a little soft for Wisconsin. We got to be very strong out here. But again, as we look out the window here, it's really, again, it's a chilly start. But boy, it's still a very pretty start here in central Wisconsin, isn't it?
It's a beautiful morning out there. Crisp one, but the winds are finally calm, so that's good news. They were feisty yesterday. But as we go through this afternoon, they will become feisty again, but this time pulling in the warmth. You know what we kind of felt like what we went through, though? Have you ever been in a sauna? How do you say that anyway? Sauna or sauna?
Sauna.
Sauna.
I think you had it right the first time, actually.
Sauna. I don't know if that's the Chicago accent coming out of me, though. Who knows? Anyways, but okay, let's go with hot tub. Have you ever spent time in a hot tub and then you run into the pool or you run outside in the snow? That's actually really healthy for you. And that's what this cold snap kind of felt like when we went from open windows to heaters on.
It opened up the pores, right? It just opened things up. You have to feel it. And again, I mean, when you look at where we're heading, so much sunshine. That's one of the things about winter that would always be the hard part for me, at least. It felt like we could go weeks without seeing the sun. It would be overcast. It would be always a little bit of snow coming down. This year, we are just another sunny day. I think there's no reason for anybody not to have a spring in their step, because this winter we've had so many sunny days.
Spring in your step on leap day.
Yeah.
Leap it around. That's what you should do.
An extra day in February to add to the, I'm sure, again, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I would think that if it's not a record this February for temperatures in terms of highs, I don't know what would be. 1896 like it was.
Everybody can say that with confidence. This was the warmest February that the entire state of Wisconsin has ever felt. So yes, spread the word if you want. You can say it with confidence because it's been ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Continue.
I was going to say, we're even to the point where now we're dealing with wildfire risks. Mm. I mean, the state has already seen 15 fires so far this month start, and now just to the south of us, Wood, Portage County, and the entire state south is in a high fire risk today.
And frankly, until we get some significant precipitation, that's going to be the case, isn't it? I mean, as we get into spring, and it's, you know, if it stays this way into summer, we saw that last year where we had some issues from time to time with high fire risk because of a bit of a drought condition. As we go into March, and as you look maybe into the near long-term forecast, because you only go so far and be, I think, as accurate as you want to be, what are we seeing for early March? Anything going to change?
Yeah, so we are going to see this spike in temperatures, which starts right now. And then as we hit the top of the roller coaster, you know, that very top, I was talking earlier with Wisconsin Rapids, the view up there is beautiful. Yeah, we could hit the upper 60s, southern parts of the state, low 70s by Sunday. That's when everything changes. That's when we go downhill and the rain starts to roll in. So yes, there is precipitation on the way. It will be Sunday night through Monday. And maybe some of it will linger into Tuesday. Good chunk of the southern half of the state gets rain. A lot of the northern parts could see some snowfall. But again, a little bit too far out to tell you exactly how much snow and who's going to get hit the hardest. But we'll take the precipitation. We need it, because in just 1 week, we rose from a abnormally dry level to a moderate drought here in Marathon County.
So we could use a good old-fashioned drencher, right, in terms of rain?
Yeah. Yeah, bring on the mud season. Let's just go.
Oh, jeez. And again, as we look to the weekend, if you do have outdoor activities, may as well take advantage, because, again, for the first weekend of March, mid to upper 60s, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yes. Today, we're going to climb under sunny, beautiful, bright skies to the upper 30s, potentially some low 40s, just a little breezy by this afternoon. By tomorrow, bright and beautiful, still sun shining bright into the low 50s. Then by Saturday, we'll be into the upper 50s. And like I said, Sunday is the top of that roller coaster, a high of 66 potentially here into Wausau. More clouds out there, though, so keep that in mind, and the winds and all of that before the rain heads our way Sunday night.
And before we let you go, I want to remind folks again to sign up for the newsletter, because I know you work very hard on that. We are now really rolling it out. If you go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, you are able to, right at the top, there's a link to sign up for the newsletter. Everybody that we've heard from so far has thought it's been terrific, and I know that you do work hard on that, and you put a lot of information. You got news, you got weather, you got basically everything in there, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a good mix of it all, you know, and I'm not overloading you with everything. I'm just telling you what you need to know, the important stuff. So it's really easy to read. It's quick to skim through and really just gather everything that you need to know. And it comes out today, this afternoon. So hurry up.
There you go. Brittany Merlot, thank you again for the information. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Brittany Merlot joining us. And also Rob from Tigerton has let us know it is 10 degrees. The temperature has been rising. And another beautiful day also over in that part of the state as well. And right now here in Wausau, the temperature is 10 degrees above zero. The winds are out of the southeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometer at 30.32 inches. A dew point of 2, relative humidity of 69%, and the visibility is 10 miles. The time is 8:28. Again, coming up in the second hour of the program, we'll be talking to the Central Wisconsin Storm Captains, Julia DeBile, Tristan Wickland, Ava Rohde, and Maddie DePoit, as we get set to head down to Madison and cover the storm later today in a state semifinal against the Cap City Cougars starting at 4:35. And coming up next, it is the debut of North Star Knows. It's an opportunity for you to be involved as well and to learn a lot about everything you need to know about restoration and construction and everything else. We're going to find out about North Star, find out about this new feature that we'll have every Thursday in the first hour of the show. That's coming up, North Star Knows, after an information update. News, weather, and sports all coming up, and then we'll be back. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And today we start a brand new feature every Thursday in the second half of the first hour of the program, North Star Knows. And I'm sure many of you are very familiar with North Star Services, North Star Restoration, North Star Builds. Really been one of the great success stories here in Central Wisconsin. And every Thursday, we're going to talk about different things that North Star Knows. They're going to pass along the information to you, and we're also going to invite you to call in and with questions, because this is a great opportunity to find out about the questions about your home, about construction, about fire, about water. I mean, there's so many different topics, and we're going to focus on different topics each week. But today, we're going to get a little information about North Star, about this program, and also about North Star itself. And we're very happy to welcome the owner, the founder of North Star, Jay Cricks, and also North Star Builds, John Garcia. Gentlemen, first of all, welcome, and very exciting to start this brand new feature with North Star.
Well, thanks for having us today, Chad. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. I know a lot of folks are very familiar with North Star and the work you've been doing around sure. North Central Wisconsin, Northern. You've been spreading, and it's been very, very exciting. But I thought we'd start today by getting an overview about North Star, because again, it's really a great story. And Jay, maybe you can lay the foundation, for lack of a better term,
sure.
About North Star.
So we started off as a carpet cleaning company, basically, right here in Wausau. And that grew from Cricks Carpet Cleaning to Cricks Cleaning Company. And then January 1st of 2005, we became North Star. And that's the day we really started offering the water damage, the fire damage, the mold remediation, and really things took off from there. So over the years, we've continued to grow. We've continued to add on our services and expand our territory. And a few years back, we were very fortunate enough to, 6 years now, we were very fortunate to find John Garcia, and he took our construction division over, which was originally just a part of North Star, and we decided to, actually grow that division to the point now where it is actually its own company. So we've got multiple companies offering an array of services. So everything, you know, so we are North Star Restoration Services. That side of our company still does carpet cleaning, but a lot of water damage cleanup, a lot of fire damage cleanup, a tremendous amount of mold remediation. And after you've cleaned somebody's house up, someone needs to put it back together again. Mm-hmm. And that's when we decided to really grow the construction side of the company and give it its own identity. And that's where North Star Builds came from and how that side was born, honestly. And it wouldn't be where it is today without the leader that it has on that side, really just managing all the reconstruction projects. We've done some new construction, a lot of renovation projects unrelated to disaster, just prior customers that maybe, wow, we really love the way that you put our home back together after our basement flooded or after our kitchen had a fire. Can you guys do an addition remodel, or can you guys build us a garage or whatever it may be? So we've definitely grown the company and grown a pretty good following of individuals that want our services in the area. So,
and John, I actually heard a little bit about how you came together with Jay, and it in a lot of different areas of life, sometimes ideas don't work out perfectly. It sounds like this really worked out almost perfectly for both you and Jay.
Yeah, it really did. You know, when I got hired 6 years ago, we had obviously a vision in mind, and it took a lot of hard work, and now we're here, and it's been great. North Star has been great, and we're really looking forward to the future.
And the thing about any successful business is having a vision, executing it, and having the customers come back. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because, again, just hearing the story, I've heard about your story, it seems as though, again, I go back to that word foundation. That's the only way you can really build a successful business, correct? And it sounds like you've been doing that piece by piece over the years.
Piece by piece. So, you know, the vision and mission of the company, my business partner, Sean, and myself, we both have worked at places prior to North Star that maybe it wasn't such a great place to work. So our vision was to be the premier cleaning and restoration company in our area and have the most highly skilled and trained employees, but also offer a work environment that when your employee goes home at the end of the day, they can be proud to work where they're working. They want to refer their friends and family, maybe not only for our services, but if we're hiring, say, hey, come on over and work for us. This is a great place to work. So that's always been our vision, was to be basically a premier employer in our area. Might not be the biggest employer, but we want to be one of those places when there's an opening that we have that people are really wanting to try and get become part of our team. So our mission, what gets us out of bed every morning, is to improve the quality of life of our employees, our customers, and those in the community whose lives we touch. So that could be any array of interactions, whether it's actually how you treat your employee, how you treat your customer, or maybe it's just simply how we're viewed in the greater community area, maybe how we drive in traffic, how we're presenting ourselves and we're coming in and out of Quick Trip or whatever that may be, holding the door for somebody, saying a kind word. Just all of those things, they all stack up, they all continue to add up over the, you know, over the weeks, months, years, and it's kind of our reputation. So we want to be that company that we're known for taking care of those around us, basically.
We're talking to Jay Cricks, who is the owner, and John Garcia of North Star, as we are launching today a brand new Thursday segment, second half of the first hour every Thursday, North Star Knows. And we're going to pick the brains of North Star every week, and we're going to allow you to join us with questions on different topics. And again, as Jay has said, really a wide variety of topics. And every Thursday, in the second half hour, the first hour of the program, in the 8 o'clock hour here on Bow Falls Radio, you have expanded. And again, and the thing is, and I know that you've moved up north. I mean, what areas are you serving right now?
So that's a really big question. So our core services, so we'll call them our non-restoration services. So basically our carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile and grout, stuff like that. We keep that right here in Marathon County. We'll bounce up to Lincoln, maybe go down to Portage for those smaller services or lower cost services that we offer. When it comes to the water damage, fire damage, mold remediation, think of central Wisconsin, think of Marathon County, and then every county around Marathon County, okay? And depending on the severity of the loss or who's asking us to come and help them, the bigger the loss, the further we're willing to travel. So in some regards, we'll serve the entire state. We've been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for losses. We've been over to the Twin Cities for losses. We've done jobs down in Madison. I've been down to Milwaukee for big projects. But the everyday sort of water damage or maybe small kitchen fire, we keep those right here in Marathon County. And then, like I said, imagine every county around Marathon County. So I can't even think of them all right now. But it's,
I was gonna say,
feels like it's about 10 counties.
Go back to your old middle school where you have to learn all the counties.
All the counties, exactly. But basically, we would go anywhere if called. Technically, we've been down to Georgia for a job. We've been asked to go to Tennessee for a job. But it really depends on how big the job is and who's asking us.
Well, it sounds like reputation has a lot to do with that. If the people trust you, they're going to call you and say, hey, we'd love to have you come down to Georgia or wherever it may be.
So that's basically the North Star Restoration side of things. Sure. John, you want to talk about builds and where we take those services?
Yeah, so as far as North Star builds, we're in the same boat as far as reconstruction. Basically, Marathon County, every county around it. But when it comes to new construction, remodeling, you know, we've done projects up north within an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. And it really depends on the project. Eagle River area, St. Germain, we'll get up there. You know, up there, there's a lot of people looking for contractors that can't find any in the area. Mm. So we're willing to serve that area as well.
That's one of the, real quickly, that has been an issue, hasn't that, for people that, I mean, you can't just call up today and have somebody showing up with it next weekend, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's really tough up there, especially with a lot of people in the youth not getting into the trades. It makes it harder for everyone up there to find employees, which pushes out their lead times.
Beyond the business aspect, and as we've talked about this new exciting venture between you and us, it's been more than just the business aspect. You've been involved in different areas that have had community impact, and that's very important to the organization, isn't it?
It is. So at North Star, we'll start there. At North Star, we have a community room that we offer. It's about 1,600 square feet. It seats 60 people comfortably. And we offer this room to the community if they're looking for a place for engagement. So, for instance, the Red Cross has used this room for blood drives, or the Optimist Group might use it for their weekly meeting. We've done it with Tools for Schools, which is a fundraiser where it's like a drop zone where people can show up and drop off school supplies. I mean, we've used it for so many different different ways to engage with the community. But outside of our four walls at North Star, we host an annual golf outing. To date, it's raised over $250,000. Mm-hmm. And the funds that we raise go to the Wausau Firefighters Community Assistance Foundation. And they use the money for three different missions. One mission is a scholarship program for individuals in the area that have identified themselves that they would like to be a first responder EMT firefighter up at the technical college. The second mission is they have a gift card program. So any first responder in the area that comes across an individual that sees that they have a need, so maybe they respond to somebody's home and maybe it's a single mom with no money for diapers and formula. They'll use the gift card program to fill that need. Maybe it's an elderly couple and maybe they need grab bars in the bathroom. They can use the gift card program to fill that need. So I know, for instance, there was an individual, their only transportation back and forth to work was their bicycle. And this individual got hit in traffic. The person was fine, but the bike was totaled. So they used their gift card program to go and buy him a new bike. So that's their second mission. And their third mission is it's a dream vacation program, and they use the money statewide for any first responder. So that could be a firefighter, EMT, or police officer that's either sustained a career-ending injury or they've been killed in the line of duty. And what they do is they'll take that family and they send them on a dream vacation when they're ready to start taking those steps forward. So sometimes it takes a little while, but we do reach out and use those funds to help them, you know, start the healing process. So that's one of the charities that we support. The other one is the Red Cross. So we use our facility in an array of different ways to help the Red Cross collect blood, I should say, and use it for their community engagement, kind of like an extra hub. They've got their main store, their main location on Grand Avenue, but when they need a larger gathering, we open up our rooms for those individuals. And we've supported many different charities over the years, but those are the main two that we work with right now.
It sounds like a connection between the business aspect of North Star and the community aspect is about people, for lack of a better term. I mean, really, because your success has to do with providing the services that these people want and need, and then have them come back, and then dealing with people in this aspect as well, to put North Star as beyond a business, but being a real community asset.
It's really about caring for people, you know, beyond the home. It's you want to be part of the community, then be part of the community. That's really how we look at it. So that's kind of one of our philosophies.
I guess, you know, we've kind of, again, laid this foundation of where you've been and where you are. I'm kind of curious, how do you look at the future? Because you've obviously been taking these major steps forward over these number of years. Do you guys have thoughts or that, or is that, you know, secrets right now? But do you have ideas maybe on where you're going to be heading?
John, did
future?
You just ask me if I have ideas?
Plenty of ideas.
You are the idea man, right?
I would be that guy, yes. I could talk all day about where we want to take
North
Star.
We got about a minute 20 before a break.
I'll give John a little time right now on the mic to talk about where he envisions North Star Builds.
Yeah, so real quick, we actually, this June, we'll have a parade of home through the Wausau Area Builders Association. That's on Lake Wausau, so that's kind of one of our steps forward with North Star Builds is the new construction. So we're pretty excited to show that off and get people in and talk to them and kind of get people in the community and to let them know what we can do as far as new construction. So we're pretty excited about that.
Fantastic.
It's an amazing looking home. It is spectacular.
Boy, that's something to look forward to in the next couple of months. We're going to come back in just over a minute. We're going to talk more about North Star Knows. Again, make sure you tune in every Thursday right after the information update at the bottom of the hour. We'll spend the rest of the hour on different... We're going to talk a little bit more about what it's going to look like in the future in terms of different topics and be able to have you call in and write in with questions that you may have. So we're going to develop a little bit more on what to expect with North Star Knows, with North Star coming up here in just a few moments. The time is 8:49. I'm Chad Holmes. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, on Thursdays after 8:30, it is North Star Knows. And today is the first North Star Knows. And we're kind of, again, learning about North Star Builds, North Star Restoration, learning a bit about the history and the impact on the community. Let's talk a little bit about day-to-day at North Star, because obviously, again, a lot going on. And you talked about the fact, again, about you wanting folks to be involved at North Star, to be proud of, be proud to wear your tops and with North Star on it. Can you talk a little bit about what, you know, maybe the typical day is like at North Star?
Sure. So right now we have just over 40 employees. A Monday morning, you know, we start off Monday mornings at 7:30 with an all-company hands-on-deck meeting. Brief, quick, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Everybody grabs their coffee and donuts, and out the door they go.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the carpenters are usually the first ones down the road. And then after that, our mitigation crews are loading up their vehicles, you know, grabbing whatever supplies they need for the day. And then they're heading down the road right after them. Third wave out the door typically is our floor cleaning, our carpet cleaning crews. They're jumping in their trucks and heading down after that. So typically on a normal Monday through Friday, by 8:30, everybody should be at the job site, diligently working away. Our office crew then starts manning their stations, you know, answering phones, returning phone calls, replying to emails. We've got a fairly robust office infrastructure, so, you know, maybe HR might be working on some training. Maybe we've got a few employees getting some new certifications. It's a busy office space and business during the day. End of the day, we typically have, as we approach the 2:30 hour, we've got our staff calling in, letting us know where they're at with mm-hmm. today's projects, you know, so we can plan properly for the following day. Usually everybody's back to the shop. They come back in waves. Usually the last crew's coming in around 4:30, 4:45. They'll wash and rinse off their trucks, clean out their sandwich wrappers for the day, and, you know, they're usually heading home by 5, 5:30 at the latest. but that's just day shift. So we are an emergency service company. So every day there's a different crew that's on call. So emergencies just don't happen Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There could be something that comes in after hours. So we always have a manager on call, a superintendent, and a couple of technicians ready and willing to respond at all hours of the day. So whether it's Super Bowl Sunday, Christmas morning, Thanksgiving, Easter Sunday, we've got somebody on standby ready to go. And they get paid handsomely for responding to an emergency call after hours. So that's a typical day-to-day. It could be anything from responding to emergencies to, you know, reconstructing a home to deploying carpet cleaning vans to, I mean, usually every day we've got, you know, one part of the company that I didn't mention is after a home has a flood or a fire, something has to be done with the contents of the home. So like the couches, the love seats, the decorations. So a lot of times that stuff gets packed up and brought back to our shop. And we have a full contents processing facility at our location. So we usually have a crew of 3 to 4 gals diligently working and cleaning and stuff up and boxing it back up. And once it's cleaned and boxed up, it gets put into basically big shipping crates that we have at our facility and wait for the home to get put back together. And so it's a busy, it's like a combination of a moving company with a cleaning company, with a restoration company and a construction company all rolled into one. So
let me ask you, because I got a question. That would be the first question.
Sure. All right.
Because you said it, you have all these aspects. What is the exact title? Is it just North Star?
So it's North Star Restoration Services.
Okay.
That is the main
company. Okay.
And North Star Builds. So we've got two separate companies, but we just reside underneath one.
Very good. You have so much going on.
Yeah.
And
very dynamic.
And one of the actual interesting aspects when you're talking about, you know, the different kind of jobs, and I think, John, maybe you can add to it, is there are a wide variety. I mean, it must be incredibly interesting because it's probably no 2 days are the same, are they?
No, and that's something that the carpenters really enjoy, is that you're not going to the same job every single day.
Sure.
One day we might be tearing trusses off, setting new trusses, sheeting a roof. One day we might be putting diamond coat siding on, installing cabinets, installing flooring, baseboards, trim. So it's a wide variety every single day. And so they're not just kind of stuck in that groove of doing the same thing over and over.
One thing I think we kind of touched on very briefly, you know, in terms of, you know, contractors, but for North Star specifically, what have been the biggest challenges? It's obviously been a challenging half a dozen years for many folks. What are right now the biggest challenges for North Star?
So I think one of our biggest challenges up to recently was, you know, acquiring talent and holding on to them. I think we're a pretty good employer in regards to how we treat our staff. But the request for services has been so off the charts that it's just, we have a hard time saying no to people.
Sure.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And when I see somebody with their hand in the air saying, I need some help, we naturally want to navigate to that person and try and help them out. Whether we're picking up the pieces from maybe somebody else that, you know, maybe DIY'd their own cleanup work and now they need to get in line with our existing projects. It's just hard sometimes to keep up with the workload. And that's been a big challenge. I think we've got an excellent staff. We recently onboarded a new director of HR. So I think this key role in our company is going to help us continue to find more individuals that would be qualified to do what we do, to carry the North Star torch, so to say.
Are you looking for workers right now?
We are definitely looking for some workers. Construction is our main area where we're looking to add on some carpenters that have some good experience, and I'll let John to speak to that briefly.
Yeah, so obviously with a lot of people not getting into construction, it's been tough to find people, but we have a really good core group of guys now, and we're obviously looking for more. So that's kind of been a struggle over the years is to find qualified people. So we're always looking. If you know anybody, friends, family, send them our way.
What's the best way for people to find, because we're down to our last 90 seconds, hard to believe, in terms of maybe getting more information about North Star, because obviously every week we're going to add more and more to it, but maybe somebody that has an interest in finding out more, maybe, you know, plant a seed. Where do they go? What's the best place to go?
So, I mean, fire up the old Google bot and just type in North Star Restoration, and I'm pretty sure we'll be at the top of the page, and go to our website, And we have a careers tab on our website, and just fill out the, you know, fill out the application on the careers tab, and we will certainly get back to you in a very quick time frame. I believe once applications are filled out, we're calling people same day, within a day for sure, just to at least do a phone interview and get them in for an in-person interview. If you don't want to use the old Google bot, feel free to give us a phone call at 715-302-0529.
And finally, do you guys have an idea what the topic's going to be next week?
So, you know, I've been really thinking about that. And today we covered kind of like getting to know North Star.
Right.
I think next week we'll talk about the North Star difference.
Terrific. Jay Cricks, John Garcia, looking forward to having you, you and other members of North Star with us every week in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
Absolutely. Coming up, an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then our number two of the program. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.